All right, come now and sit down. I have a very important story to tell you about our beautiful church and how we came to lead the great kingdom of Alduin. Today we will be talking about the life and death of Hallam Kerris. Though no one knows where he came from, we do know when he arrived. Many years ago, Alduin was ruled by shadows, creatures we assume came from the destruction of the predecessors, as we have no recorded history before this. They ruled with an evil and crooked hand, enslaving every race and using them for their every want and desire. This went on for many years until one day hope arose. Hallam Kerris appeared in a small village off the coast, and with him the first true benevolent god, Stendere. With her blessing, he destroyed the tyrant that ruled over the village and freed the people. After which, a young girl named Imola joined him and became the first cleric of Stendere. After that, the king who had been under the control of the tyrants secretly sent his son to find out more about this hero. His son, Alec, then joining them as well. Through their journeys, they met Vix and Silas, and eventually created Arvos and Jelly, the traveling heroes who eventually took down the tyrants. Though, on their journey to defeat the last one, Hallam was the only one to make it back. Through the next decade, a bloody and savage war broke out in Alduin for power and influence. But eventually, after a corrupt and evil decision from the king, Hallam Kerris killed him and was given the throne, bringing peace once more to our beautiful Alduin we love so much. Now, you might be wondering why I tell you this story. Well, that is because if we do not look to the past may just find us. And if it finds us, how will we know how to protect ourselves when it does? But that's a story for another day. Yes, another day indeed.